unless believers don't change their lifestyle, and so they don't lay up in heaven the treasure they ought to lay up. They don't invest in that which is eternal. And for that, you will forever be blessed, right? What happens here in the brief veil of tears in which we live for a few short years isn't what matters. What happens in eternity is what matters. So some final things to think about. Transfer ownership of your money, time, possessions, and earning power to God. He owns it all. Whatever He allows you to have by His providence, you're living in America, and if you get squeezed down to a lot less than you would like to have or that you think is equitable or fair, hey, that's the way it is. God has not abandoned His throne. You just need to understand that all of it is His. All your time is His, all your talents, all your possessions, all your earning power belongs to God. Establish then regular commitment to invest as the priority of your life in that which is eternal. That which is eternal. You're not going to go bankrupt that way, because the Lord will return what you give, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and you will enjoy it forever. Nobody is going to repossess anything in heaven. Make the goal of your life. Thirdly, make the goal of your life the advancement of the kingdom. The goal of your life is the advancement of the kingdom. I can't control what's going on in Washington. I can't control what the president does. I can't control what the Congress does. My heart is sick over the decisions they make, the exclusion of the Word of God, the Scripture. They're all kinds of things going on today, like, you know, if we're going to appoint a new justice to the Supreme Court, it ought to be an atheist to balance out the power. Does that bother you? That bothers me greatly, because it's a symbol, it's a sign of the absolute hatred of Scripture that exists in the powers that run this nation and the people of influence. It's tragic, but it's tragic for the souls of those people. That's what it's tragic for. It isn't an issue of my political comfort. It isn't an issue of my economic comfort. I don't care. I can live in a shack. And if that's where God wants me to live, I'm happy, as long as I have the right people in the shack with me. Right? It's about the people. And I know who those people are, in case you might think there'd be some applications for that. But you need to live to advance the kingdom. That's why we live. Number four, get out of debt. Faster the better, which means don't keep getting deeper into debt. Figure out how to get out of debt before you literally are foreclosed on or bankrupt. Come up with a plan, steps to financial freedom.